Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Hi friend, welcome to another episode from Emotionally Healthy Legacy. Today I have a good episode for you coming. I'm going to talk about five healthy habits that I implement daily in my life that help me be more patient and calm with my kids. And I think you will find it really helpful. These are the kind of things I do teach in my one-on-one coaching program. I do also have Emotionally Healthy Mom course that I recently released. It will be linked below if you are interested. It's really similar things that I sell in my one-on-one coaching program, but this is stuff you just do all on your own. It used to be a membership that I converted into a course, but it's all passive. You buy and you go through it at your own pace, but a lot of the information is really similar from the one-on-one coaching. Not all of it, but there are some lessons that are really, really similar, and you will find lots of benefit. It's very organized, and it goes through all the things that I do teach that will help you transform and step into that better version of yourself. So if you truly desire to become that better mom for your kids that is calm and patient and grounded, the one that is happy most of the time, the one that is not triggered and agitated most days, then this is for you. All right, so let's dive in. Five healthy habits that I implement daily, or I try to do it daily most days. Let's be honest here, you know, no room for perfection. And that really helped me be more patient and calm with my kids, okay? So number one is get up early. Get up in the mornings before my kids. I've done a whole episode on this about my morning routine. Things have shifted a little bit. I don't do everything in my morning routine that I said in that early episode when I first started the podcast, but I do think it is super important for moms who are introverts to get up early in the mornings before their kids. I just think it's extremely valuable. I find this morning time, you know, it is hard. Honestly, it is hard to get up early in the morning. You want to sleep, but the more you do it, the more automatic it becomes and a habit. It's still kind of like one of those things that I'm trying to stay consistent with because of like the baby. She once in a while will wake up in the middle of the night to eat. But what the benefits of getting up early, and then I'll talk about things that I do in my morning routine and in my day that support me, but having that time of just being awake when the house is still and calm, there's nobody screaming, there's nobody yelling, there's nobody needing me right away. It's just peaceful and calm, and I can take my time to get ready. I do some things in my morning routine that are super helpful and supportive for me, and we'll touch on this in a bit. But just this is like one of my habits that I teach most of my moms. Obviously, depending on your schedule, what if you work night shift, right? Like we have to like look at the reality. What if you have a newborn baby? Obviously, not the season, right, to get up early in the mornings, but as much as you can help it, we can set some boundaries to help you, you know, go to sleep earlier. Usually it's boundaries with our phones, right? And so you can get up early and you have that time by yourself with peace and calm, okay? There's so many benefits to getting up early in the morning. One of it helps me feel proactive, like during the day. Like when I wake up last minute, I feel reactive already. I feel like I'm just rushed right away. But when I get up in the mornings, it just feels calming and more peaceful to my nervous system. Okay. You'll notice the benefits when you start doing it. Like I promise you, try it. Try it for like a month and see how you feel. Okay. So the other thing is that a habit that I implement daily in my life, it is meditate. Meditating. I'm just sitting in silence and peace and calm. And I combined it with another one that is on my list at times, not depending what time of the day I do it. Because right now when I get up in the mornings, it is still dark. So I don't go outside. But sometimes like midday when I feel kind of overwhelmed and just need some time, that's another thing I'll touch on in here. But meditating is really good and calming to your nervous system. It de-stresses you. It reduces overwhelm. It just helps you be more calm and patient and grounded. There's so many benefits to meditating. And I'm not talking about anything like weird and just connecting to source energy or anything like that. I know some people do that kind of thing. For me, it's just being in silence and being calm and being present and just focusing on my breath and like, what do I smell? What do I taste? Do I feel the wind if I'm outside? You know, do I feel the mat under me, the surface under me, like, and just taking breaths and just relaxing my shoulders and relaxing my chest and relaxing my legs, just like taking 5 minutes to just truly calm and calm your mind, calm your like nervous system. And that like lowers your threshold. And that not lowers your threshold, it lowers that baseline that you have a lot more wiggle room throughout the day to have things that don't go your way. Okay. So meditating is something that I do almost daily. And sometimes it's a minute, sometimes it's 5 minutes, sometimes it's 10 minutes. I just enjoy being in silence so much. As I mentioned in one of the previous episodes, creating a lifestyle that is not busy will help you implement these habits. If you have a busy lifestyle, you'll have a much harder time implementing these things that I'm talking about, okay? The other thing is number three on my list is something I do almost daily, and that is journaling. Journaling is one of my favorite ways to process and release emotions, okay? It is how I process my day. If I ever get upset with my husband or my kids, instead of taking it out on them, I take it out on my journal. Believe me, the journal is very understanding. It's not going to talk back at you. It's just going to be there for you. I emotionally vomit into my journal when I need to. And it's much better than taking it out on my family. I just release those negative emotions into that journal. It helps me process and figure out what I'm thinking. Like what, you know, what path I need to take, decisions I need to make. It's just really, really helpful for me. It gets all the chaos, all the kind of overwhelm and clutter in my mind, and I put it on paper, and it releases space in my mind to have more clarity and just be more calm and not feel as chaotic. Okay. I know I was talking to my sister the other day, and she was saying how she has a lot going on in her schedule, and everything is so chaotic and so busy, and all these things and all these events in August and September, and it just feels like too much, and she feels really reactive. And I suggested to her, I'm like, why don't you just write it down on paper? Put everything on the calendar. Actually, just journal it out, because right now you're keeping it all in your mind and it does feel crazy. It does feel chaotic. But if you get it out, it's going to free up some of that mental space and it will feel so much lighter. Okay. So journaling is something, a habit I do on a regular basis that's been so transformational to me in just for my mental health. Okay. The other thing that I wanted to add was that every single day, almost daily, I have to do this. As being an introvert and highly sensitive person, this is part of my daily life, is creating a pocket of time in the afternoon to decompress. And it doesn't have to be long. It can be like 5-10 minutes. But like, let's say for example, I go to the ocean with the kids and things have been a little bit crazy, intense, as you know, if you're a parent, going to the ocean with kids is not relaxing. I'm sorry. Unless you have some angel kids that are just staying in one spot and just, I don't know, but it is not relaxing for me. Like packing everything, going there, watching the kids, coming back, unpacking, putting things away. Like by the time we like come home, feed the kids, everybody's cranky and hungry. Like I'm just like done. And I need some time to recharge and to decompress. And having some tools and strategies, and I teach this in my program as well, healthy ways to decompress. But I need time like that in my day on a regular basis. Even if it's nothing super busy on the schedule, but just having 5 minutes that I go into my room and just lay down on my bed and just take some deep breaths and visualize being in a calm and peaceful place. Or just like going outside, and I'll add, this is number five. Now that I'm in Florida, I'm able to do this pretty much year round, but going outside and just being in nature for a little bit. There are times where I go outside and I lay on the trampoline and I just look up at the tall trees for like 5-10 minutes, or lay in the hammock, just being in nature and just look at the trees and God's beauty and just pray, or just look at the clouds. That is really, really calming to the nervous system, and it helps your brain decompress. Okay. So that is something that I also try to do daily. And sometimes I'll go outside in nature for a walk. Sometimes I'll just sit outside, but being in nature is another helpful thing. That's my number five, that helps me to support me to be more calm and patient and grounded. Like just being some like in nature. And like, for me, it's like God's presence. God's presence, right? When I go to the ocean, one of my favorite things to do is like, I'll take the stroller and I'll put the baby in the stroller and walk along the beach, because the sand on the beach that we visit is like super fine, but like it's like a drive-on beach, so you can, you know, drive on with your car, but you can also, you know, push the stroller, and I'll put the baby in there and have her nap, and I will just walk along the beach and just pray and just be and just not listen to anything, but just be in the presence of God and connect with God. And that helps me be like more calm and patient and grounded. But if you don't have a chance to go to the beach, that's fine. How about just step outside for a few minutes, and you can like combine some of these habits together, right? You can combine meditation with being in nature, right? Sitting outside. You can sit in nature and journal, right? Especially now as I'm recording this, it's still nice outside wherever you live, except maybe like Australia or something. But just having time in your day that allows you to recharge and fill up your cup will help you be more patient and calm, right? It calms your nervous system. It lowers your baseline. And if your max is 10 and you wake up at an 8, you don't have much wiggle room in there to handle your day and things that are not going your day. But if you wake up and you're an 8 and you have some quiet time in the morning and you meditate and you journal and you get down to a 3, and then throughout the day it goes up a little bit, and then you have some time to decompress and just sit outside in nature for 5 minutes, and you lower it down to a 3 or a 2, you have so much more space in between to handle your kids, their frustrations, their emotions, things not going your way. You just have so much more tolerance to be more patient with your kids. Does this make sense to you? I think, like, especially if you're an introvert, like this will probably speak to you so much more than anybody else. Like being a highly sensitive mom and an introvert, this is like my favorite things that I do on a regular basis to support myself. I hope you found this episode valuable and helpful. And if you have, please share this with another mom that you know she will benefit from it. I want this podcast to be something that moms benefit from, that they can implement and take actionable steps. So as you are finishing listening to this episode, what is one thing that you will walk away with that you will implement today in your life, so you can be more patient and calm? What is that one thing? Please reach out to me on Instagram and let me know, what is that one thing that you walked away with today that is helpful for you and that was like a light bulb moment and you're going to be like, I will implement this in my life because I know this is going to help me. I would love to hear from you. I'll see you next time. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.